Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
There are things in life that are okay to cheap out on, but your car battery is not one of them. And that's because you never know what a cheap battery could cost you. Like, say, Paul's going to see the Holy Triumphant Rush in concert, a reunion show. It's impossible right now, but that's certainly something you wouldn't want to miss because your car won't start. That's why you need Interstate Batteries, America's number one replacement battery. And the brand Autotechs prefer three times more than any other brand. Get a battery test today. Find your closest dealer at interstatebatteries.com. That's Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
He's Tracy Morgan, actor, comedian, former Saturday Night Live cast members, and How to Get Mad Culinary Skills, The Last OG Cookbook. And, of course, when you think of cookbooks, you think of Tracy Morgan. You are the new Martha Stewart.
That, well, growing up in the hood, in the neighborhoods, you had to know how to get down for your crown. So my Uncle Fatty Love, a.k.a. Michael, he would throw all the leftovers in one plot and called it Wild Style, and that began the journey. He used to also call me Young Skywalker in the kitchen. Young Skywalker.
Wait, how did you get the nickname Young Skywalker in the kitchen?
I look like Luke Skywalker. Okay, I'm built like
Luke. Wait a minute, if I close my good eye, you look a little bit.
And then my uncle, he was like Ben Kenobi, but with the kitchen utensils. That's how we slice up cucumbers.
With the lightsaber?
I had a sister that looked like Chewbacca.
Here's my Chewbacca.
She was hairy. Wait a minute. You got to put more big. That's his cousin. Lubaca. That's Lubaca.
Oh, Lubaca.
That's Lubaca. This is Chewy.
Yeah.
But everybody know Chewy was great. Chewy was full of crap.
Hey, Fritzy does.
Chewy was behind on his child support payments, and everybody knows it.
Fritzy does a pretty good impersonation of you. I want you to grade it. Fritzy?
Let me see. Hey. I like Rory Sparrow and Louis Orr. I'm a New York Knicks fan. Somebody gonna get pregnant at this point.
Wow. What do you think?
I'm Brian Fellows. You better tell that ostrich to stop staring at me. You slow it down a little bit.
Okay.
You better tell that bird to stop staring at me. I'm Brian Fellows.
No, stop talking so fast. You don't have to sell me a Cadillac. I don't talk that fast. See how I'm talking my pace? Let me hear you talk with this pace.
I like the New York Knicks. I like the
slow it down.
He can't.
Is he a real New Yorker?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
So where was you when the lights went out in 75?
I was in my
apartment. That's how you could tell a new, real New Yorker.
I was in my apartment. I was 6 years old. I was in my apartment building in Brooklyn, New York, in the Brighton Beach, Coney Island area.
Wow. Waiting
for my grandfather to come
home.
Yeah? I was waiting for my grandfather to come home from synagogue.
Yeah, you know what it was.
I sure do.
That's how you could tell a real New Yorker. Where was you when the lights went out in 75?
Yeah.
Where was you when the Son of Sam was running around here?
I was in Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know where you at now? You in Rome.
I'm in Rome.
New York. John Lennon said New York City is Rome, baby.
Will you ever leave here?
Never.
How would...
My roots. When you cut the tree from the roots, what happened to the tree?
It died.
There you go.
Oh, let me give the official introduction here. The cookbook is a tie-in to the TBS comedy, The Last OG, starring Tracy Morgan and Tiffany Haddish. Mm-hmm. I like her.
Yeah.
She's good.
She's good. She's a good kid.
Yeah.
Good kid.
She's good.
She's 80... still learning, but because she's new to all of this, but she's going to be good.
80 soulful recipes with street cred. The Last OG airs Tuesdays at 10:30 Eastern TBS.
That's right.
You know, street cred.
You know what I made last night? Speaking of street cred,
okay.
You want to know what I made last? Can I tell you what I made last night, Dan?
Okay.
I made pork and beans and hot dogs.
Okay.
Right after I finished watching True Grit, that's why they called me Tracy Morgan, A.K.A. Rooster Cogburn.
You got a lot of nicknames.
Rooster Cogburn, baby, A.K.A. Ron Jeremy Jr.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. Were you the funniest guy in your neighborhood growing up?
Absolutely. In New York. We're not talking about the neighborhood. Transcended.
No, what?
It became New York.
Who's funnier than you?
What?
Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
Is there anybody that you go, oh, boy.
Richard Roundtree, they compared me to.
No. That's Shaft. He wasn't funny.
Okay. He had a sense of humor.
Right on.
I don't know. If you ask any woman that I haven't dealt with, they say he the funniest.
But is there a comedian that you went... You know, he's got some skills.
Yeah, but he's not with us anymore. Richard Pryor, he's
okay.
not with
That's
us
That's the
anymore.
Only guy that compares to you.
He's the king. We're all just his princes.
Did you ever meet Richard Pryor?
Yes. I met him when I was on the Martin Lawrence show. And me and Martin went to the Comedy Store, and he was there in a wheelchair at that point. And he signed a piece of paper for me. I'll never forget how it looked. And it said, Richard Pryor. You could barely read his ledger at that point.
Yeah.
But I saved that piece of paper for 12 years. Then I lost my wallet one time. But I got it in my head, though. I got it how it looked. I got the paper.
Yeah.
I got it on my head. Kept it in my wallet. Like, I have a picture of Nipsey Russell in my wallet. And Lucille Ball. And I owe to Jackie Gleason. I keep Jackie Gleason with me. He made me want to do comedy.
Jackie Gleason?
Yeah. Jackie, if you watch the first year of The Last OG, episode 9, me and Tiffany Haddish are on the couch talking, and I look at her and I go, baby, you're the greatest. That was for Jackie.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
No, I think Lucille Ball's underrated.
Oh, no. She's not. She taught me physical. She had a whole mouthful of candy in her mouth.
Chocolate.
So that was the physical. And the problem, I think, sometimes with the stand-up, the comedy today, is that a lot of people are afraid to take the pie in the face. I'm old school comedy. I do anything for a laugh. I'm old school.
You would take a pie. When's the last time you took a pie in the face?
Last night, my wife was. Oh, God, doggone it, Dan.
Every time you come on, you get in trouble with your wife. Like, there's.
But that's my job. That's what we do. You want for me? I'm no different than any other guy in here that's married.
What is bothering you sports-wise now? Yeah, like your Knicks? Are you okay with...
I'm good. When you make a bold trade, like KP and Junior and all of them, and you free up 75 in salary cap, that means the rings are coming. I just have to tell Nick fans, be patient.
They've been patient a long time.
Yeah, I know, but everything when it's ready. We sell no wine before it's time. Asti Spumante. Could you need it on ice?
You don't drink Asti Spumante.
No, I don't, but that's what it was. Asti Spumante. Everybody be patient. I love Fizdale. Dolan is leaning back, letting everybody do their job now.
What if Kevin Durant came to you?
I already called the guy. Kevin is coming. Kyrie is coming. And I already spoke to the government about the ball dropping, so we're getting Zion. Don't worry about it.
You are.
I spoke to the government. Somebody got paid.
What if Kevin Durant said, hey, sell me on the Knicks?
This is Rome, okay? This is Rome. You win a ring here, Wall Street is right down the block, Kevin. Win a ring here, you can sell all the Big Macs and Cadillacs you want after that. This is the biggest market in the world. The Knicks could be in last place. We still make the most money in the NBA. This is New York City, baby. Rome. You're in the center of the universe.
What kind of game do you got?
Mine, I was a point guard. I had to sham guard down pat all day.
you were God sham God before God sham God?
Get crossed up and crisscrossed. Then you crossed out. Do not let me cross you up. I'll cross you right up. I gave the sham guard the sham guard.
God sham God's a great name.
Oh! Throw it in the front. Boom! Sham guard. Reach if you want to.
But could you play? Could you shoot?
You ain't want to be post up. I was young post up. I could post up and I could shoot.
Yeah?
24 feet. Shoot. And I could defend against the pick and roll. You're not making the league if you can't defend against the pick and roll.
You're old school.
Old school.
Yeah.
I still wear Chuck Taylors.
OG. Well, you don't have Chuck Taylors on right now.
Nah, that's because I'm walking.
Oh.
But when I'm on the court, I string them up. You know what I mean? I string them up. I still don't use, they don't tape my ankles up. I just put it down, and I wear tight shorts.
I like it.
I was like that when I played for Milwaukee back in 72.
You were there with Al Sindor and Oscar Robertson.
Yeah, my man, my little man. Come on, man. I graduated from Powell Memorial.
Ooh.
With Lou Al Sindor.
Yeah, of course you...
I said Powell Memorial.
Yeah. But he graduated. You didn't.
No, I dropped out. I told you. I love dropping out. I wish I could go back and drop out again. Another when a plan comes to
How about we do it? So you work. Going back to high school.
Yeah, I'm listening. Like I said, in that book, that cookbook right there, there's a section on school lunch. Got to be a thing for cooking. Last night was school lunch.
Do you want to stick around?
I'm not going nowhere.
I got a little commercial break here.
I'm not going nowhere, Dan.
He's Tracy Morgan. He's the last OG. Check out the cookbook. More with Tracy coming up. And Bubba Watson. Of course you would put those two together. Tracy Morgan and Bubba Watson coming up.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please, stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's Geico. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of Geico for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Final hour on this Wednesday here in New York City. Tracy Morgan, kind enough to stay with us a little bit longer. The Last OG Cookbook, How to Get Mad Culinary Skills, now on sale online, wherever books are sold. If I told you 30 years ago you'd be pumping out a cookbook here, you would have said,
"Hey, listen, in prison, that's where the best cooks are."
They are.
They have nothing to do. They got nothing but time to learn how to cook with what they give them. They can make a pot roast out of a honey bun.
Yeah, but you haven't been to prison, have you?
Never.
Okay. Well, then how'd you become a good cook?
I know people who've been to prison. Okay? I know people who've been to prison. You know, we were just talking boxing. You know I'm doing that thing for DAZN now.
Are you an analyst?
No, I'm representing DAZN.
Oh, you are?
You know what DAZN is?
Yes.
That's in the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And they got a match coming up with Canelo.
against Jacobs.
Your friend.
Yeah, John Skipper used to be at ESPN.
The zone. Yeah, the zone is good.
Yeah.
And it's less money. People don't want to pay all that kind of money, man.
How about being a ring announcer?
I could do it. I could do it. But I would rather be a corner man. I could see myself as Mick. I'm the black Mick. But Rocky, I'm a young Ernie Futch. You want to win? Do you want to win, son? Give me that water down there. Give me that water. Wash his mouthpiece off. Come on now. Everything we worked on in the gym. Come on, man. I'm going to throw this wipe out this towel in if you don't stop punching.
Bundini Brown.
Got to. Got to throw punches. That corner man sees what you don't see in the ring.
Fritzy's been doing his impersonation of Rocky's.
Let me hear you.
He'll knock you tomorrow, Rock. I say you can't win.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah. He got it. This guy used to be in show business.
Like he's
catch that chicken, you Italian bastard.
What about my prime? What about my prime? What about me, Mick? Where were you in my prime?
You ain't got the eye of the tiger like this guy.
What about my prime? What about my prime?
I cried.
I
gotta protect you.
Remember when he put Mick on?
Yeah.
When he said, what about my prime? Yeah. And Mick walked out. Yeah. Did he chase him? I said, he got him. He got him. He let Mick come in. Because when you could I ask you a question, Dan?
Yeah.
What was the first words you heard in The Godfather? The very first words, I believe in America. Remember when he said that? The mortician said, I believe in America.
Oh.
My office in my house is based on The Godfather, same color and everything. I have a mortician come in every week just to say, I have hired a mortician to come in once a week and go, can I be your friend, Godfather?
But this is the day of his daughter's wedding.
The day of his daughter's wedding. Come on, man.
You can't refuse.
Yeah, you can't. He said, may your first grandchild be a masculine grandchild. Remember that? Who slept with the fishes?
Luca.
That's right, Brasky.
But you don't do a Brando impersonation, do you?
No, I can't do that.
Who's your best? Do you do Judge Judy?
No.
No, I read
do
that.
Impressions. I don't. I do original characters.
Okay. Impressions include, this is on a bio here. You tell me. Louis Armstrong.
Yes.
Judge Judy Bailiff Burt.
Yeah, I did that on Saturday Night. But that's
Maya Angelou.
Can I say something? My greatest impression was Dr. Zayas from the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
The first
one. All right, let me close my eyes and I'll imagine that I'm watching
okay,
the
this
Planet
is
of the
Zira.
Apes. Okay.
Zira and Dr. Zayas. This is after he tied them up on a beach and Taylor drove off with Nova. Nova. He rode off on a horse and Zira said, what if they can't find out there, doctor? And he said, hey, destiny.
Wow.
Tell me that's not awesome.
That's quite a... You don't do impressions of any of these people? Star Jones?
Not on the regular.
Oh, okay. William
Perry? Me and my wife, when we alone, we role play.
And who are
and
you?
I'm Dr. Zayas.
Oh, you are?
She's Zero.
Oh.
What if they can't find out there, doctor?
Hey, destiny. We make love.
The cookbook, the Last OG cookbook, is a tie-in to the TBS comedy, The Last OG. It's Tracy and Tiffany Haddish, and you have the 80s soulful recipes and street cred inspired by the show with elements woven throughout that will immerse readers in the OG universe. The second season of The Last OG airs Tuesday at 10:30 Eastern on TBS.
Yeah, and you know what? The show... And people are gravitating to the show, a lot of people. It's a really great show.
Where do you shoot it?
We shoot it on the streets of Brooklyn. So my show is not a show about the community. My show is a show starring the community. It's like looking at Coolie High all over again. Coolie High meets the R couple, the honeymooners.
So the White Shadow?
It's like Coolidge. It was a show about the community. Coolidge.
Okay, but you grew up with... some famous people in the Bronx, right?
A few. I had a few of them around me in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And the Bronx.
Okay. Like who?
Okay. And just in my projects alone, you had Mark Breland.
Ooh, the great fighter.
Mark Breland. Then you had Mo Sanford. He was a big at Boys and Girls High School that played D1.
Okay.
These are the people I grew up under. That was my family. Then I have Londell McMillan, who is the executive of Prince's Estate and Michael Jackson's old lawyer.
Okay.
Londell McMillan. He's also the editor of The Source magazine.
right.
Big shouts, Rondell. And I had then I had my dad. Then I had my uncles. Those my father was my first OG. Okay, my last one was Jimmy.
Was he
Mack.
Funny?
What my father was Richard Pryor funny, and he was a musician.
But wasn't Jay
like, just like Rick James? We called him Rick Jimmy. Jimmy Morgan. We call him Rick Jimmy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I get it from him. But what I get from my mom was her stubbornness. She refused to let her kids go to prom. My mom refused to take no fun answer. And that's what I am as far as funny and show business. I refuse. You know how many people said it's not conventional? Stand-up comedy is not a conventional job. I refuse to take no. I'm funny. I'm funny like my dad.
Was Jay-Z in your neighborhood?
Jay-Z, matter of fact, great. Jay-Z grew up right across the street. Biggie Smalls, Little Kim, Little C's. We all come from Best Star, Do or Die, Take the Girl, Kill the Guy. That's where I'm from. And Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan was born in Brooklyn Hospital right down the block.
Yeah, but you can't really take credit for that.
Yeah, why not?
I mean,
where
he's only
he
there.
Born? Where was he born?
He born in Brooklyn.
Then say it, Dan.
I know, but
man, you from Brooklyn.
But you can't say, boy, Michael's part of the great basketball tradition of New York City.
Rock, where? No, he where? That's why I say I don't think LeBron will ever be better than Jordan because he don't got a flu game. I can show you a double nickel on Christmas Eve.
Do you really? Do you
I can
think
show you that.
Trace.
But wait a minute, Dan. I can show you Willis Reed limping out the tub. That's a flu game. I did comedy 101 fever. That's a flu game.
Wow.
I'm great.
Wait, your fever was all the way up to 101?
And I got a standing O. It wasn't just comedy. I got a standing O. 101 fever. Standing O at Carnegie Hall.
Do you think that Jordan maybe didn't have the flu? He was hungover.
No. I don't think he drank. I don't think he drank. That's Michael Jordan.
It's a better story if he has the flu, I guess.
Michael Jordan drinks milk.
No, he doesn't.
Just like Michael Jackson. There's a picture of Michael Jackson with a glass of orange juice at Studio 54. You've seen it.
Did you ever go to Studio 54?
I was too young.
Oh, but
I was in Studio 54, but I think I was inside of my father at the time.
Oh, you
dancing.
Were? Your
yeah,
dad
I
was?
Not, I wasn't really.
Yeah. He was Rick James before Rick James.
Yeah, we call him Rick Jimmy.
Yeah, super freaky.
Yeah, very, very, very. My mother called him a weedy beedy bing bong freak.
And that means what?
Because look at Tracy.
What was your first paid stand-up gig?
You mean the first time I started thinking outside the box was at Uptown Comedy Club. I think I got $75.
When How
I
old
first started, word? $75, of maybe, what, 21, 22? Then I got on Def Jam. But then again, you got to understand, 4 months out of the workshop, I was on Def Jam. That's 4 months after I went to the workshop, I was already on Def Jam. That don't happen for everybody. I don't even come from this planet. I come from a planet named Krypton.
You
I'm
remember,
from a planet called Krypton.
Do you remember one of your first
Superman
jokes?
Wasn't scared of no green rock. He was scared of Lois.
Ooh.
He was scared of Lois.
Yeah.
He was scared of her.
Do you remember your first comedy set?
Yo, the first time I told a joke, I was like 4 years old, sitting on my father's lap.
No, when you did it professionally.
Yeah, not yet. That was Uptown Comedy Club.
But what do you remember any of your jokes?
I don't remember that. That was 30 years ago. That was 30 years ago. I know it's funny.
What's your go-to joke?
Yeah, I can't say it on air.
Oh, you can.
No, it's about sex.
Okay.
Sex is the funniest thing in the world. We just take it too serious. But if you look at it, we look hilarious. If you look, we look hilarious. People look so crazy in the bed. You can't take it serious. We look bugged out. We make bugged out noises. We're weird. We laugh when we see two dogs humping. Imagine how human beings look with no clothes on.
Imagine what dogs think watching.
If you were to stand back and look at it, look at you and your wife, you'd be like, ew, we look weird. We look weird. Our toes and it look weird.
We're talking to Tracy Morgan.
Look at us.
I know.
If you go look at it on tape, that don't look nothing like porno. Because it looks so smooth when they do it, right? But when we do it, it's so clumsy, and people stop and say, wait a minute, I can't breathe. Things that we say, move your leg. Ow, 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 ow. Stop, move my arm. I got a cramp. Wait a minute. I'm cramping up. Move. The things we say to each other.
I'm glad you cleaned it up for me there. Thank you.
But my neck. Wait a minute. Something burning. That pot roast is burning. I got a brisket in the oven. Wait a minute.
Honey bun.
Y'all better stop jumping on them damn bunk beds. Got them kids. I'm going to get them kids.
How many kids do you have?
On the books or off? On the books or off? Everybody said that to me.
Let me go on the books.
I got four.
You got four on the books.
Four on the books, but I'm trying to break Eddie Murphy record.
Eddie's got.
I'm trying to break Gundy's record. I'm almost close to Bob Marley.
Really?
Yeah.
How many kids has Bob got?
12?
18? Really?
Yeah, I'm right there, right around the
corner. You got some work to do, don't you?
Yeah, I'm on the streets. You know I'm on the streets. Yeah, okay. I'm on the streets turning good girls bad. I'm on them streets turning all them good girls bad.
What's the, we were talking about Mike Tyson. This was during the commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that Mike Tyson, things changed when he fought Mitch Blood Green, not when he lost
told.
In Tokyo.
Yeah, that's what I was told. Mitch was the first one to take him 12.
How many fights did you see that Tyson fought? Did you go to many in person?
I missed one because I went to get something to drink.
Which one? Was that the one in Atlantic City?
If you go to that bathroom, you're going to miss this fight. That's the young Mike. Remember when Mike was fighting?
Yeah.
If you went to the bathroom, it was a good chance you was going to miss the fight. What'd I miss? It was over.
I went to see when he fought Joe Frazier's son. That didn't last long.
That didn't look good.
And
that
Michael Spinks, good. I went to see that one. That one didn't last long either. Like when you can see, it's rare when you see fear on somebody's face.
Well, you see it.
But I saw fear in
of
those
course,
men's
eyes. Of course, I saw it. I was home. You was at the fight. Yeah. And I saw it.
Yeah.
I said, this man should be fighting.
But if it went past the third round, Mike started to get a little nervous.
Well, I don't know if he got nervous because he was already, like a machine.
Well, everything ended in the first or second round.
When he fought Mitch Blood Green, he really believed he was the greatest man in the world. You know that.
Yeah,
you're there.
Yeah.
And then Mitch took him 12 rounds. And that's when the boxing community said, wait a minute. And then in Tokyo, that man's mom had just passed away.
Busters.
And once you're determined, can nothing. Once somebody's determined to get you, they're going to get you.
Did you hang out with Tyson at all?
No. Never. But I'm friends with him now. I work with him.
Okay.
I work with him, and he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But I remember Mark Breland bringing him through my projects before he became Mike Tyson. Mark had just won the Olympic gold in 84, and he brought a young Mike Tyson. Nobody knew who he was. Everybody was in Mark. So I saw Mike before he became Mike Tyson.
And then he grew up in Bensonhurst, didn't he?
No, he grew up in Brownsville.
Brownsville.
And him and Rick both from Brownsville. I'm from Bed-Stuy. I don't go to Brownsville. Brownsville is rough.
What would they do to you in Brownsville?
They throw a refrigerator off the roof and hit you, man. That's what they do to you in Brownsville. I'm not going across Mother Gaston. Mother Gaston is the street. I'm not going across that street.
No.
That's Brownsville over there, man.
You're Tracy Morgan.
It don't matter.
Would they throw a fridge at Tracy Morgan?
Yeah.
If you wore that watch.
I'm not. If I wore this watch, what?
What would happen?
I'll be up probably. I don't know. I'm not. I'm just not wearing it. I know. I'm not coming back with it.
Would you just hand it over as soon as you walked in?
Be out in Brownsville with my watch showing. Hey, look at me. I got a Rolex. I'm not doing that.
The show is The Last OG, and it's Tracy Morgan with Tiffany Haddish. And check out the cookbook, The Last OG Cookbook.
Check out DAZN.
And DAZN also, because you got the fight. Mr. Boxing, you got Canelo versus Jacobs, right?
Yeah, that's good.
That's big-time stuff. Yeah. That's Saturday.
Yeah. It's going to be a good fight. A lot of boxing. Boxing is becoming prominent again.
Did you box growing up?
No, but I watched it around Mark Breland, so he got our attention, all the kids.
Last time you got in a fight?
I was 17. I'm 50 now.
What happened?
Last time I got into a fight was with my wife. I lost. That's what happened. She hit me one time with a frying pan, and my son was right there going, he said, down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Is your wife undefeated?
My wife is undefeated. We don't physically, but we argue, she wins. Happy wife, happy life.
There you go. Smart
even
man.
Even when she wrongs, I apologize. I'm sorry.
The Last OG Cookbook. He's Tracy Morgan. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Glad you're doing well.
Man. Thank you very much.
It's always great
Everybody
to see you.
Here. I love you.
All right.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Let's bring in the Alabama quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. Good morning, Tua. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Who was your favorite team growing up, NFL team?
I was a Dallas Cowboys fan growing up. My entire team, my entire family was Cowboys fans, so we love the Cowboys.
Did you meet anybody? Did you have a favorite player?
I think the only person I've ever got to meet that was on a Cowboys team that I can remember is Marcus Spears and Alan Ball.
Okay. Not necessarily the big names there, but and then your favorite college team growing up was
probably USC. They're on the West Coast, you know, closer to home, so and that was the team growing up too.
And then Matt Leinart, left-handed, I'm sure that was one of your idols.
Well, yeah, a funny story, when I was young, my dad chose my number for me. So, like, I started out with number 11 because of Matt Leinart. And, like, it went all the way up until my sophomore year where I couldn't pick number 11 going into my varsity season because there's a senior who had number 11. So I had to choose between 13 and 19. And I just picked 13. And I just stuck with it from there on.
And then, you know, Lane Kiffin mentioned this to me that, you know, there was a time where they thought you were going to transfer from Alabama and maybe go to USC. How close were you to doing that?
Well, I mean, it was really close, I think, because, I mean, you know, I wanted my parents to see me play. My parents wanted to see me play. And, I mean, just doing things for my parents, you know, making my parents happy and proud was probably the biggest thing I wanted to do. And I couldn't do it on the sidelines. So,
yeah, they come to watch you, you know, stand on the sidelines. Not exactly exciting for mom and dad. Yeah. When did you know you were good?
Oof. I'm not too sure. Probably when I was winning when I was little. I can't really remember too far back, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, but I wonder if there was that moment, that like a play or a game where you all of a sudden went, you know what, I could do this at a big-time school or I could do this professionally. You never had one of those moments?
Not really. I think it was more so a mindset thing because of the work ethic that's been instilled in me and, you know, like my little brother, you know, from my dad. So I think it's just more of a mindset thing. Like every time I have the opportunity to step in, you know, the game or, you know, have an opportunity to play against a really good team, I got to perform because it's expected of us to perform. So
clear something up. Were you born right-handed and then became left-handed?
Yes, sir. I am right dominant. I write with my left. I write with my right. I kick with my right. I eat with my right. I do everything with my right except throwing and shooting. So
how well can you throw right-handed?
It's all right. It's not too bad. I mean, it feels almost natural.
but you know, you could roll out right and throw right.
If it's probably like a 5-yard route, yeah. Yeah, not too deep.
You could be like Mahomes. You would be the left-handed version of Mahomes. You know,
Mahomes, that man's good. He's on another level.
When's the last time you got yelled at by Coach Saban?
Probably this past Sunday or this past Monday. Probably this past Monday. Yeah.
And what'd you do?
We had good, bad, and ugly, and I kind of took a sack in 2 minutes this past game, so kind of got on me. So, yep.
Oh, okay. So not that bad. I mean, that's pretty good if you have a hard time remembering that. We had him on 2 weeks ago, and I asked your coach, what if you parked in his parking spot? This is what Coach Saban said.
I'd probably have a discussion with them. You know, sometimes when key players on your team, you know, do things, even though you really have a great relationship with them and it's kind of not a big deal, you also have to realize that, especially when the key players do something, you know, everybody else on the team is watching.
So you can park there. How do you think that would go if you parked in Coach Saban's parking spot?
Oh, I don't think it'd go good. I don't think anyone would try to park in Coach Saban's spot.
Josh Jacobs told us this story, the former running back, and did you hear about this? That Josh said that Coach Saban will joke occasionally, and then he mentioned D's nuts. You know, he was talking to Josh Jacobs and said, "Has he done that to you, Tua?"
He hasn't personally did it to me. I've heard, you know, some of his jokes, you know, and I'm like, whoa, was that Coach Saban or was that someone else? That you know, so he does it a few times, but I mean,
okay. Can you confirm that story though, Tua?
With Josh Jacobs?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt that Coach Saban said that. You know, usually when people are having a bad day, Coach Saban will kind of cheer them up by saying something that's out of the ordinary, you know, to make them laugh or cheer them up. And I wouldn't doubt that's something he would say.
Why do I assume you can surf?
Why do you assume I can surf? Probably because I'm from Hawaii.
Yeah. But is it true?
Yes, I actually can surf.
Are you good?
I wouldn't say I'm good, but I mean, I can get up on board, you know, and ride a wave in.
But if I said I can introduce you to Dak Prescott or Kelly Slater.
Oh, that'd be dope. That'd be dope. That'd be awesome.
Well, you got a pick here.
I mean, Dak is the man. So, you know, he's the man right now.
Oh, Kelly's pretty good, too. You know, he's probably the greatest surfer of all time.
I'm not too big into surfing.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. What classes you got today?
I got a comm class, comm 455 class today, and I got astronomy.
What's your major?
I'm a PR communications major.
Okay. If not for football, what would you be doing?
I'd like to get into probably like sports broadcasting. I like talking about like sports. So,
okay, can you stand in front of a lot of people and deliver, you know, 5 minutes of sports?
5 minutes of sports?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I actually had to do that in an advanced public speaking class, and then we had this rhetoric class as well, where we had to go in front of we had to go in public and like go. I ended up talking like, you know, on the steps of, I think it was like our gorgeous library, and like people are walking by, you know, and then you got to speak like loud, and you know, your entire class is there, and like just normal students are walking by listening to you, and you know, knowing that it was me, everyone kind of came to listen.
Yeah, but that's great experience for you. Not only helps you. I don't know how often you're interviewed at Alabama, but if you know you get the opportunity to play in the NFL, it's going to come in handy there, standing up in front of those members of the media.
Yeah, it definitely does help. But I think the classroom setting is probably the hardest, one of the hardest things, because everyone's paying attention, everyone's looking at you, and then for advanced public speaking, they kind of look for a lot of the things that you don't do as well. So if you're fidgeting a lot, if you're not making as much eye contact with the crowd, your gestures, how much you're moving, your pacing.
Good for you.
You know, things like that.
Yeah, because it's not easy, but, you know, those who are really good make it look easy. Therefore, everybody wants to do it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I mean, it's like when I watch you play, it looks pretty easy what you do. Isn't
Man, it's the guys that I'm surrounded with. You know, it's not more so me. They make my job that much easier, especially the line. I mean, that position, that is the most thankless position, I think, in sports. I mean, you playing O-line, you work out hard, really hard. And I can say we all work out hard, but, I mean, you guys work out hard. And how do you chick step and you take a guy coming full speed at you, like, you know, how do you take a guy on like that? These aren't kids, you know. You're having them block. These are grown men, you know, and having to move guys like that as well. I mean, that's crazy.
Clear this up? Do your receivers do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to go out on these long touchdown passes? Is that story real?
Well, I think they've done it a good amount last year, but it's only become evident this year.
wait, so how do they do it? They do it on the sidelines to see who gets to go in?
They do it either on the sidelines or usually we have TV timeouts before we come out, so they usually do it during those TV timeouts. You know, and I mean, it's usually, okay, it's a shot play right here. You know, let's rock, paper, scissors for this. Whoever's going to get the ball. And so,
wait, whoever wins rock, paper, scissors is who you're going to throw it to?
Most of the time, they're usually going to be, because that's how we've been practicing, you know, that person is going to get the ball. And then, you know, if they don't get the ball, then it's nothing big.
You ever wore your jersey to class?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Yeah. I'm not too big of a fan of myself, you know, to do all of that.
Has a professor ever asked for an autograph?
Yes.
Uh-oh. And? You give it to him?
Yeah. I mean, I
can help your grade, right?
Well, I mean, if I were doing bad, yeah, it definitely helped me out.
Hey, it's great to have you on. Congrats for your success. And good luck for the rest of the season. More importantly, good luck with that schoolwork there.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
That's the Tua Tagovailoa, Alabama quarterback.
Happy holidays from your friends at Podcast One.
Hi, everyone. It's Becca from the Lady Gang. We wanted to say thank you to all our advertisers for their support this year. We couldn't do it without you. Have a very happy holiday season.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. I want to thank you for listening this year and have a happy and safe holiday.
Hi, it's Barbara Baxter wishing you a happy new year.
And this is Nicole. Yeah, and we're wishing you a happy holidays.
Hey, everyone. It's Tina Fey from Shenanigans just wishing you all happy holidays and a very happy new year.
Hey, guys, it's Nas
and Nadia
from Ladies Like Us. We want to wish our listeners a very happy holiday and say thank you to all our advertisers who support our show.
We could not do it without you. Happy holidays.
Hey, it's Heather and Terry Dubrow.
Hello, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Chuck, I know you love being Santa.
No, I am Santa. Yeah. All day, every day.
Happy holidays from Adulting Like a Motherfather.
Hey, everyone, it's Kayla Bristow from Off the Vine Podcast wishing you a very happy holiday season and thank you for all of your support this year.
Tis the season of giving.
And we know you're looking for gifts for your family and friends right now.
So check out our amazing sponsors who bring you showmans every week for free.
Give us your ears.
And they'll give you awesome deals.
And we will give you more of the content you love.
Hey, it's Heidi Pratt. I just want to thank all of our amazing sponsors for making this show possible and everything that they do so we can have this free podcast for you guys every week. So thank you so much to all of our awesome sponsors. We love you, and we really love all your products. So thank you.
Hey, everybody. Steve Austin here, and I want to wish you a very happy holiday season and a happy new year. And that's the bottom line.
Five-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life.
And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just six fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.